We are in the industrial area, a business hub for manufacturing companies in Kampala City. Sandra is excited about her new business. She explains how she started with just $15. But for her, money was not the key. The biggest capital she possesses is her brain.
Shea butter is a nut. It grows like a mango tree. When it starts giving fruit, it gives for every season, just like a mango tree does. You're able to harvest every single year out of it. Most of the homesteads have it. Most of them do not know the use of it. So most of them were just only eating the for sauce. But also it's very good medically, but also via the skin. It has vitamin E and F that can help the skin in a great way. So it's where I capitalized from, it's where I picked up my idea from. That's why you say I specialize them in cosmetics.
Sandra's business has grown from hawking door-to-door to opening 10 product outlets across the country in only 2 years. She's the founder and CEO of Pelere Group Limited. She's also the coordinator of the Commonwealth Alliance for Young Entrepreneurs in East Africa. She says young people should never be scared to start small. It's determination, focus, and persistence that will see them blossom.
First of all, I said this when I was jobless. I was looking for employment like anyone else at the time when I started. And I'm able now to say, yes, I'm the CEO of the company and I'm earning a salary from it. I think I'm excited to see products, quality products on market. I use the products and I'm so confident about them. And I trust me, I believe, because also at that time I saw very many products on the market which were just imported in. But I'm so much sure in the next few years our local community here will be able to like the products from Uganda. For me, I'm just telling young people, just rise up wherever you are, because you're the hope of the future. You're the hope of Uganda. And with that, I say just start with what you have and take those baby steps just like the way I did. Then the other thing is don't minimize anything. Do whatever you find. Make your hands dirty and I believe you can succeed. Above all, pray to God. You will succeed.
From the people who use her products to the farmers who sell her the shea butter nuts, Sandra has come to be nicknamed the Queen of Shea Butter. Hawa Kagoya is an ardent user of shea butter products. The mother of two tells me she has no regrets about using Sandra's cosmetics.
I've been using the products, both the soap and the cream, for about 6 months now. The soap not as regularly because she's still trying to perfect the product. So oftentimes it's not as available. But for the cream, we use it daily. I use it with the children. I have two girls. I had tried to use various products because we all have eczema. And at some point, one product kind of works. Then after a month or so, I think the body kind of gets used to it and then it doesn't give me what I want. So I decided to try her product, the cream. And it works perfectly. I don't have to combine it with any other medical creams. It doesn't change the complexion. I am very happy with the product. It's not very scented because my girls have allergies to scents and they haven't had any problems so far. So I can vouch for it 100%.
The Uganda Industrial Research Institute is trying to address the problem of youth unemployment. Dennis Ongoria is the marketing and communications manager.
There are many enterprises that are trying to run a business, but they do not have quite a number of support mechanisms. They need to be nurtured in form of supporting them, in training them to be able to get the required skills and capabilities in those areas. When Sandra came to us and she applied, so she expressed her interest to come and learn how to do the products and come and see how we can support her. And we've been able to work with her to uplift her product from where it was to where it is right now. We also offer marketing, branding, and advisory services and all that.
And this help is putting some young people's businesses on the country's export map too. Samka Ruhanga from the Uganda Export Promotions Board explains.
The diversification of products that we export. Now we see the youth are involved most, especially in horticulture-related products. We're seeing them in shea beauty products because they're the ones who know the beauty and many others like commercial handcrafts, those that don't need a lot of capital or don't need a lot of quantities, but small quantities, but high value. Shea is a unique product. It's a shea tree. It's in East Africa, it's only grown in northern Uganda, part of it in southern Sudan and Ethiopia, but then lots of it in West Africa. But ours is unique because it's meant for cosmetic. And normally what have been happening is exporting the bulk used in, as a bioproduct into other products. But we cannot do that if we don't help the processors like Sandra and the rest to get the right product, the standard product, and find for them the market.
The youth in Uganda contribute 20% of the country's total exports, recorded at $309 million. According to Uganda Bureau of Statistics, this is partly attributed to the government's introduction of the National Youth Fund that has established entrepreneurship programs economically empowering young people by starting up enterprises like Sandra's shea butter business that are creating jobs and contributing to national development. For DW, this is Frank Yiga, Uganda.